Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is October 27th, 2025, and here are the latest AI updates. This episode is sponsored by Aria. Build and secure your agentic ecosystem on Aria's AI orchestration and security platform. Microsoft confirmed that its gaming Copilot captures screenshots but said the images are not used to train AI models. The company says screenshots are taken only when a player is actively using Copilot while playing to let the feature observe gameplay and provide help. The company did not specify where screenshots or in-game voice chat, if enabled, are processed. Users reported observing constant data transmission and network traffic, and one said Copilot became active after an update without consent. Microsoft says the feature is opt-in. The gaming Copilot will be available via the Xbox Game Bar and is intended to arrive on all systems running Windows 11. 9% of U.S. newspaper articles between June and September 2025 are partially or fully AI-generated, University of Maryland reports. They analyzed over 186,000 articles from 1,528 papers and classified texts as human, mixed, or AI. Results: 90.9% human written, 3.9% mixed, 5.2% AI generated. Local outlets under 100,000 show 9.3% AI content versus 1.7% at large national papers. Transparency is scarce. Of 100 manually checked AI marked articles, only 5 disclosed AI, 7 published rules, and 91% remain silent. Researchers urge clear disclosure standards.
Ad break.
Feeling AI anxiety? Aria's enterprise AI orchestration platform lets you deploy AI quickly without compromising security or compliance. Give your teams confidence to innovate. Get started for free at aria.com, A-I-R-I-A.com. Researchers found that author-specific fine-tuned AI produced texts readers preferred to professional writers' imitations. Professional writers and 3 AI systems created texts in styles of 50 authors. 159 pairwise tests used 28 experts and 131 lay readers, with in-context prompting experts favored human texts. After author-specific fine-tuning, done only with GPT-4o using books from 30 of the 50 authors, experts and lay readers preferred AI for style and quality. Detectors flagged 97% of standard AI outputs, but only 3% of fine-tuned. Training cost about $81 per author versus $25,000 for professionals. The study highlights legal risks and recommends banning or labeling author-specific models. Researchers at Ruhr Universität Bochum and the Max Planck Institute compared Google's organic search with 4 generative systems and analyzed over 4,600 queries. Google AI Overview draws 53% of sites from outside the top 10. GPT tool averages 0.4 web pages per query, while AIO averages 8.6 and GPT Search 4.1. GPT tool covers 71% of topics but underperforms on ambiguous and current queries. In trending queries from the 15th of September 2025, AIO appeared in 3% of results. GPT Search reached 72%. Organic 67, and GPT Tool 51. Repeatability ranged from organic 45% to AIO 18. They call for new evaluation metrics. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.